It's Better Life with Russell P. on 93.7 WDJC, joined every Monday morning by Brother Jackie Connell of Eden Westside Baptist Church. And we better listen up because, Brother Jackie, I understand today we're talking about pain.
You know, when you think about pain, I don't like pain.
Yeah.
I'm just one of those people that count me out. I'm
sure.
Just not that guy. You know, now my wife, she has a high tolerance of pain. but when I say the word, I just cringe, you know. But the seriousness of the agony of the cross, the details of how he suffered were predicted in the prophets of the Old Testament some 500 to 1,000 years before they even occurred. Yet he came down from heaven and suffered with man all the way to the cross. And when I preached on that yesterday, I was focusing on Isaiah chapter 53, which we know that is the picture of the suffering servant. And Russell, I remember back a few years ago when the Passion of the Cross movie first came out. And I remember when the movie got to the place of the scourging, that Jesus was beaten so severely, the theater just was deadly silent.
Yeah.
And I believe that happened because there is no way that Mel Gibson or anybody else could really portray the agony of the moment. But in that moment, it almost seems like we were transported back in time to watch that. At the cross, we focus on, you know, the love of God. We focus on the mercy of God. We focus on the grace of God. But we also have to be aware that it was there that the wrath of God fell. And that wrath of Almighty God fell on his Son. The wrath that we rightly deserved because we're the sinners.
Sure.
Jesus never sinned. And so every stripe that he took, every beating that he took, every nail that was driven into his body, all the shame and the suffering, we rightly deserve that ourselves. And so he did that so that we don't have to suffer and we don't have to agonize in pain. But yet thousands upon millions of people reject him. And in the rejection, there's consequences to that. Now, the focal point of the suffering of the cross is he suffered so we don't have to.
Sure.
And if we trust him as our Savior, then we are promised that we will have an eternity, that we escape the agony and the pain. So I just encourage people to stop for a moment during this season and in the beginning of all that's blooming and all that's going on, and consider the suffering servant, Jesus Christ.
He saved us his pain on the cross, a tool by which God was able to save sinners like you and me. And it's this sort of preaching we get to hear every Sunday, Brother Jackie, at Eden Westside Baptist Church. And if you're listening to this conversation now, you're looking for a place to heal, to help, to call home, then you need to head on over to Eden Westside Baptist Church. Find out more about the many ministry offerings they have when you go to EdenWestside.org.